In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We all love babies, and we have a lot of babies in our parish right now, and they're all very cute. They have great potential, and we're happy to see them, happy to have a chance to hold them. When they fuss, when they cry, when they get upset, we're very patient with them because we say, well, what can you expect? They're babies. Well, we also talk about big babies, and when we call somebody a big baby, we're not saying how cute they are, how lovable, how adorable. We're saying that this is someone who ought to be much more mature than they are, but they're still acting like they're a baby, and that's not a good thing. Just this week in London, the protesters against our president had a balloon that was made to look like him in a baby's diaper. And whether you like him or whether you don't like him, we all know that that wasn't intended as a compliment. Well, St. Paul, in his first epistle to the Corinthians, in chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, tells the Corinthians that they're acting like a bunch of big babies and that they need to grow up. He says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" When it talks about them being carnal, the word literally means fleshly. And what St. Paul is saying here is that he would have liked to have gotten into the deeper things of God. He would have liked to have talked about the next steps in the Christian life, but that he was instead having to reteach them the basics of the faith. And why was this? It was because they weren't feeding on the good spiritual food that they had available to them, but rather were feeding on fleshly things. When St. Paul was with them, he was feeding them that spiritual milk, and they were getting that. But apparently, after he had departed from them, they weren't continuing that steady diet of good spiritual food. In our time, we're a lot more conscious about our diets than people of previous generations because we have a better understanding of how what we eat affects our health. There's a saying, you are what you eat. And if you eat healthy food, you're more likely to be a healthy person. You're more likely to be strong. And that does promote growth. Whereas if you're eating bad food, that's likely to promote ill health. And obviously, if you're not eating at all, that's really going to stunt your growth. As a matter of fact, when you go to a country where people are starving, you see children who should look a lot older than they are, but they still look quite a bit younger because they haven't had the nutrition that's allowed them to grow. And the spiritual life is very similar. If we don't eat spiritual food, we are not going to grow. And if instead of eating spiritual food, we're eating fleshly food, if we're feeding our passions by the things that we occupy our time with, by the things that we read, by the things that we watch, by the things that we do, we are not going to grow up to be healthy Christians. The milk of the spiritual life are the basics, and that includes things like Christian morality, Christian conduct, Christian speech. And if you haven't mastered these things, you can't move on to the deeper things of God. But there's no reason why we should spend our whole lives just struggling with these basic things. What we have to do is we have to watch what we eat, and we have to make sure that we're getting a balanced diet of the scriptures, of attending the services, of reading the lives of the saints and the fathers of the church, and also putting all that stuff into practice, which you could compare maybe to exercise. You could eat all the food in the world that's good for you, but if you're not exercising, you're still not going to have a very healthy constitution. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Hebrews, said some similar words. He said, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of solid food. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." So again, to these people, St. Paul is saying, don't be a big baby. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to get past the basics. Not that we ever get past the basics in the sense that we don't worry about them anymore. We have people today that think that we can just totally disregard the basics of what it means to be a Christian in terms of our morality, in terms of our conduct, in terms of our speech, and that's not true. That's just the foundation upon which we have to build further. But we can't get to those deeper things of the spiritual life. We're never going to have the prayer of the heart, for example. We're never going to attain to theosis if we haven't at least mastered how to live like a Christian in terms of how we interact with other people, in terms of how we live our lives, in terms of how we talk. But if we want to do that, we have to lay off spiritual junk food, the kind of garbage that we've been wasting our time with. If we know, if we're looking at something, if we're about to watch a movie, if we're about to read a book, or if we're about to engage in some kind of an activity, we ought to ask ourselves the question, is this going to make me a better Christian, or is it going to make it more difficult for me to be a good Christian? Now, there are some things that are just simply neutral. You know, if you go to a baseball game occasionally, I don't think that that's likely to make you a better Christian, but I wouldn't say that it's more likely to make you a sinner either. But if you're watching garbage on TV, if you're watching garbage on the internet, you shouldn't be surprised that you're struggling to live a Christian life because you're eating the wrong kind of stuff. You've got to feed your mind and feed your heart with the things of God. As St. Peter said in his first epistle, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." Amen.